A special guest interview here on AM 1390 KRFO with Joseph Bregemeyer. He is one of the speakers for Owatonna High School graduation. And Joseph, why do you want to speak in front of a big group of your peers? Tell me about it.
I had a couple teachers tell me that they thought it would be a good idea, and I thought, you know, this is the last option I'm going to have to talk to the majority of my class, so why not give it a try?
What is the application process or auditions or what have you? What do you do to actually qualify to do this?
I wrote a speech, and then I recorded it on the computer and sent the file to the administrators, and they chose.
Well, there you go. It sounds simple enough.
Yeah.
Can you give me the gist of the speech, a theme or topic? Can you cover that just a little bit for me?
Sure. When I was writing it, I kind of thought it would be a pretty good idea to run through all the accomplishments and memories that were pretty major in our high school life and experience for the past 4 years. So I cover those four years. Kind of in four different sections, starting with freshman year and ending with senior year, and covering, you know, football championships, Big Nine title, other milestones that our class made and did while they were in high school.
When it comes to remembering back a year or two or three, or you're trying to remember 4 years worth of accomplishments, what kind of maybe research did you do or people did you talk to not miss out on maybe a major accomplishment that would not have occurred to you right away?
Well, I jogged my memory, and mm-hmm. thankfully my memory's pretty good, but I asked a bunch of kids in school. I sent out a text message and asked a bunch of them if they could send me what some of the biggest memories and accomplishments they thought our class made in the 4 years of high school. So I combined ideas that I forgot or maybe didn't remember with some of the things that I did remember.
And when did you write the speech?
About 5 days before I had to submit it. So that was about 3 weeks ago.
So about 3 weeks ago, so we were into distance learning at that point, most certainly. Did that have I would think that somehow is included in your message?
Yes, yeah, a very interesting end to our senior year was definitely included in there.
When you think back on your senior year, how does it compare to that freshman year? What is it that is different for you now?
It's different in a level of maturity that I feel in myself, but for sure our class, but also our senior year is just as memorable as our freshman year was, even though it may have ended in a much different way than we planned. It was just as memorable.
What kind of things during distance learning have you missed? What are some things you wish you'd been able to be a part of or seeing friends? What have you missed not being able to be in school every day?
For sure it was camaraderie with classmates. Being with them every day, that was not something I think you think you're going to miss right away, but it's definitely something that you miss, because when you're sitting there doing schoolwork by yourself, it gets a little lonesome and a little strange right away. And it's just, you know, you're with your peers for the past 12 years of your life during school, and then all of a sudden you're doing schoolwork without them, and that was really, really strange. But I also missed the face-to-face conversations with my peers and definitely teachers and administrators.
Talking to Joseph Bregemeyer, he's one of the speakers for Owatonna High School's graduation. Do you have some experience of speaking in front of groups or just presentations through either high school or other activities you've been in?
I once gave a sermon to our church, and I'm in mock trial, but that's really as far as my speaking career goes. So not very much. But I keep telling myself it's going to be like giving a speech in the movie Cars, because that's what I'll be seeing, a lot of cars.
Well, that certainly leads into the question then, with the idea that the graduation is how it is in the parking lot. Do you think that'll make it easier to not really be able to see the eyes or the faces of the people you're talking to? How is that going to, how do you think that might feel?
I think it'll be... just as impactful.
Okay.
I don't think it'll be any different for me. I don't really have an issue with getting up and talking to people.
Okay.
But I think it'll be strange looking at, you know, a bunch of cars and not being able to see everybody's faces. That part will definitely be strange to me.
when this idea was announced as the way to recognize the seniors with a parking lot graduation, and I know there were some other things maybe being talked about. We've had a lot of signs posted around town, done the lights at different athletic and school venues. How do you feel about that as a senior, the sorts of recognition and the way that things have been done to, you know, make things special for this class, even though it can't be the way that it was intended to be initially?
Well, this wasn't anything planned, and there's nothing that our administrators could have postponed or saw coming.
Mm-hmm.
And I think our administrators, our faculty, our staff, and definitely our community have went above and beyond to make this still a very special experience for us. Seeing signs all over the town that, you know, congratulating the class of 2020 was a great thing to see. Our administration, our faculty at OHS came and gave us signs and our caps and gowns, so that was that was a great experience to still see them and get that from teachers and principals instead of through the mail. So that was really nice that they actually took time out of their day and came to our houses, gave the caps and gowns and signs to us, and seeing other people, you know, having signs in their yard was a great thing to see.
There are social things that are going on right now across, well, not only the state, the country, the world. Is that tied in? Have you tied that in any way, shape, or form to your message?
I most certainly have, mostly because our school has experienced some difficult times while we were in high school just a couple years ago. And, you know, our class has made so many achievements and progressed our school in many ways that will last for a very long time. And I was fortunate enough to be part of a couple groups of kids that got together and tried to create more open dialogue for our school, for our administrators to understand issues that were going on in our school. And that's definitely something I tie in, because I say in there, our class is a class of doers and accomplishers. And I think, you know, this time will only create us to be stronger, no weaker. We will be able to overcome these challenges and make the world a better place, for sure.
Wow. Well, I'm so looking forward to hearing those aspects of things on Sunday. Joseph, what besides those groups that you've been involved in, so very important indeed, and you mentioned mock trial a little while ago, what other activities have you been active in the high school?
I've been in our concert choir for 2 years. I've been part of carolers, and I've been on the golf team for 4 years. Lucky enough to be a captain for 2 of those years. That was a great experience, and I was also on our cross-country team.
And, Joseph, what are your post-high school plans?
I plan on attending the University of St. Thomas for political science and pre-law.
And an interest in being an attorney, is that right?
That is correct.
And what inspires that as a ultimate goal of yours?
I was part of mock trial, as I said, and we have an attorney that mentors us, Joel Eaton, who practices here in Owatonna, and he has been a great mentor. We have an options class at our high school, which allows students to go out in the field they think they might want to pursue someday and be mentored by somebody. And I was lucky enough to have Joel as my mentor, so I spent a semester with him at his law office, really having a lot of hands-on experience about what law is, how attorneys practice it, what their day-to-day basis looks like, and that was a huge impact on me and really made me see that I think that's what I want to do.
Hey, Joseph, thank you very much for the time. Any other closing comments or thoughts for us at this point?
None. Thank you very much for this interview, and hopefully everybody tunes in on Sunday for the graduating ceremony.
Well, we hope so. Those that aren't in the parking lot, hey, even those that are in the parking lot can certainly tune in as well to AM 1390 KRFO. Joseph Bregemeyer, one of the graduation speakers at Owatonna High School.